Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It's Wednesday. We're glad to be with you this afternoon. Just got done speaking with Harris Faulkner in the last segment, last hour. It's always so refreshing to speak with her, and she has such a bright light about her. She brings that, of course, onto the air on Fox News with her, but she's very kind and generous when she does an interview with us. I always love having her on.
She always sounds like she's so appreciative.
Yeah,
just to be talking to you.
I don't know why it feels so rare in this industry.
Well, I think
but it sounds genuine.
There's business, you know. People are here to talk because they're like, look, this is important. And she almost is like, she's like, oh, it's just I get to catch up with you.
Yeah, I'm grateful for it. You can check the Annie Fry Show podcast when we get that up. AnnieFryShow.com/podcast. If you are interested in hearing anything that is on the show, what is your Ryan? You're the one who clips the podcasts for us on the show. What if people want to listen to the podcast, you can go to the Odyssey app. If you can stream us there as well, you can also go wherever you get podcasts from. But if you go to AnnieFryShow.com, there's a player on the website, so you can just scroll through and play them. So you don't have to subscribe to anything. I know that we talk to a lot. Podcasts are more consumed now than they've ever been, but there are also people who are like, I'm not downloading a podcast. You just want to play something off of a player. You can do that at AnnieFryShow.com. What do you put on the podcast every day?
It is the full show, so the only things that don't make the podcast that you would hear on the show are things like the time check, which sometimes is kind of fun. I probably should include that, but you know, it's the whole show, and it's no commercials. So if you are, live radio is fun. So you're tuning in right now, of course. If you're listening to us talk and you're listening to us live, there's an energy to that. But if you for whatever reason want to hear the show, you know, you didn't catch the beginning. Or you tune in at 2 o'clock and you're like, oh, I want to try to catch the whole thing in an hour. You know, you can. It's kind of consolidated all down with no commercials, so it's a little easier to consume too.
Yeah, AnnieFryShow.com/podcast if you want to listen to it. We always love having you and love the comments that come after it as well. You can also watch the show at the Annie Fry YouTube channel, which is where we have the YouTube live chat poll right now. And every day, every once in a while, it seems like people are starting to catch on a little bit more. You know, we've got 450 people watching on streams in various places right now. With YouTube, we got 150 people there. And so that conversation materializes in a separate place. And it's nice to be able to get feedback from you while we're doing the show. But the question today is about Matt Gaetz. And this really kind of came out of our conversation yesterday regarding Matt Gaetz. Pete Hegseth, there were rumors last night that Donald Trump had a conversation with Ron DeSantis about potentially becoming the Secretary of Defense in lieu of a Pete Hegseth vacating that position, that nomination. Last night, it looked like the reports were just rumors. There are a lot of people out there messaging one way or the other, pro DeSantis, or anybody who's saying this is happening is actually putting out a hit job on the idea of Pete Hegseth being the guy. So you never really know what to believe. But then today we find out that Donald Trump did have a conversation with Ron DeSantis at Mar-a-Lago. And I don't think it's unrealistic for Donald Trump to be interested in a plan B and probably a plan C and D. He's got a short list, I'm sure, of people who he wants for any one of these positions. And if they can't get Pete Hegseth confirmed, he has to have a plan B. But there's been no reports whatsoever of Donald Trump backing away from his support from Pete Hegseth.
No, not at all. In fact, he said the opposite. He's told him keep fighting today.
Pete said that on, I don't know if he actually did an interview, if he just put it out on X, but he said he did speak to Donald Trump, and Donald Trump said keep fighting. Why would you appoint somebody for the Secretary of Defense who just gives up?
Yeah.
That is not really the lane that you want that person to be in, like, oh, okay, I'm sorry, you don't
want
me.
I didn't know they were going to dig into my background.
Yeah, you have to understand what's coming and be prepared for that. But I also understand Donald Trump having a plan B. The only weird part about it is if the plan B is Ron DeSantis, you can't throw Ron DeSantis's name into the conversation without everybody going, like freaking out, like, yes, I'm a huge Ron DeSantis supporter. I hope he's my president one day, but not counter to anything that Donald Trump is laying out. Like, I do not in any way, shape or form understand the thought process behind you have to be pro Trump and anti-DeSantis, or pro-Trump and or pro-DeSantis and anti-Trump. That's just foolish.
It is, because if you are America First and you're watching Ron DeSantis run Florida, you're cheering every step of the way. I was actually happy this morning to see that report that Donald Trump was talking to Ron DeSantis. Whether or not it has anything to do with Secretary of Defense doesn't matter to me. He's talking to Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis is going to term out really soon in Florida. So what's his political future? If he's a part of this administration, whether it's that position or something else, I don't care. He should be a part of something.
I really wanted him to be the Attorney General.
That'd be fine.
I really wanted him to be the Attorney General.
You know what, though?
A very educated lawyer.
Pam Bondi sounds like she's cut from the same cloth. I mean, they're in the same administration, essentially, in Florida. So,
do you think that Laura Trump would rather be the governor of Florida? I'm just having a thought right now. Can I spit it out and maybe at the end I'm like, never mind.
You have that freedom.
Laura, thank you. Thank you for the permission. What do you think this is, Wiggins America? Which I totally railroaded it.
Let's talk about I don't think Zumba was on the agenda today.
Yeah, you never know. You can see it's written in my notes. Zumba, Ryan. I'm getting like red from asking you for permission to have this conversation. I think Laura Trump wants to do something other than run the RNC. I think Laura Trump wanted to have a presence as a co-chair. She's not the chair.
Yeah.
She's the co-chair with Whatley. I think she wanted to have a presence there to make sure that the RNC wasn't going to do any more of... Golly, Ronna McDaniel, what were we doing? Like, how ridiculous was it to watch us lose over and over again doing things that way? Whatever Whatley, maybe he's the brains behind it, and maybe Laura Trump is the motivation behind it. I don't know. I don't know how they divvy it up, but Laura Trump is a winner. Could Laura Trump become the governor of Florida? And if Matt Gaetz wants to, this is like the 60D level chest. If Matt Gaetz wants to be the governor of Florida, and that's what everybody has said for quite some time that he wants to do, he has his eye on being the governor of Florida. If Trump appoints Matt Gaetz to be the attorney general, knowing very much so that Matt Gaetz is never going to make it to the confirmation hearing, and that really shouldn't surprise anybody that he didn't make it to the confirmation hearings. The only surprise here is that it took about 7 minutes for him to get in and out of the thing. It got him out of the House. He gets to bury his ethics probe. There's that discussion about, ooh, Matt Gaetz could maybe be in the Senate seat in Florida that's going to be vacated by Marco Rubio becoming the Secretary of State. Maybe the ethics investigation goes away. It doesn't surface. I don't know how it doesn't surface if he ever runs again. But then in 2 years, fresh start, he can run for governor. People talk about Laura Trump being in the Senate. If I'm Laura Trump, I'll just say for myself, if I were ever going to serve in a capacity of politician, I think the highest level I would, that being a United States senator, would be absolutely amazing. But I would much rather have the opportunity to make Illinois in my lifetime great. Not again. It's been a disaster pretty much my entire lifetime. The economics has been railroaded by bad Democrats and bad Republicans the entire time we've been living in the state of Illinois. I feel like I'd be able to make a stronger, better impact as governor of the state that I live in than senator. Would Laura Trump rather be in Florida, where her family is, and be the governor? And is this the way that the Trump family cleared Matt Gaetz out of the way so that Laura Trump could then eventually run for governor?
I think she wants to have a Senate seat. So whether it's this one, I don't know.
Why would you think that?
Because her name has been floated in multiple states for some reason, like that she might actually run in North Carolina, too. So I don't know why.
That's like old news, though. Right?
OK, well, I mean,
that's before this cycle, not.
Well, I mean, people are still talking about it, so I don't know how valid it is. It's just it's part of the discussion. And whether she's leading that discussion or not, I don't know. I just only see her name associated. But here, let's have Laura Trump for governor of Florida. Byron Donalds take the Senate seat. Matt Gaetz, mayor of Destin. Annie Frye, governor of Illinois.
Yay, let's go. I feel like the one thing I really like about the thought of Laura Trump being in the Senate while Donald Trump is the president is that the Senate can't do discrete Senate things without the Trump administration knowing what's going on. It would overturn the apple cart in a wide, wide way. But the governorship of the state of Florida is available in 2 years. And moving Ron DeSantis out of that position, should he become the Secretary of Defense, which means Pete Hegseth. I mean, this is all like down the line. I don't know that Pete Hegseth is going to have a problem being confirmed. I know that there's discussion about it right now. It's December 4th. There's so much that's going to happen in 47 days where they're going to work out what's going to happen. I heard on Brian Kilmeade's show right before we came on the air here, he had on Brett Baier, and he was like, as news people, we need to be prepared for an enormous amount of stuff to get done on day one. Donald Trump becomes the president, and it's going to be wild. It's going to be buck wild. The amount of things that they are lining up right now to do. One of the other things that Brian Kilmeade was talking about with Brett Baier is, and I even had this conversation with Trisha, who helps book stuff for the morning show and helps all of the shows out alike, about how it's been kind of hard to get Trump transition Trump people to book them. And during the first Trump term, we could book people. We were booking cabinet members just like that. We wanted to have somebody, we'd book them. Now, we might reach out to book, like I had Ben Carson on. I can think of some other people that we would have on. We might book them and say, we'd love to have them come on. And they'll be like, okay, in 3 weeks, we can do this on this day. And that's how we would get them on. But they're in the cabinet. Like, that is a super high-level guest to book. We can't get many people on at all right now. And Brett Baier was saying that he has had the same experiences Kilmeade has had, because Kilmeade has, Donald Trump would like call into a show and then they would just take up as much time as Donald Trump was willing to give them. And when you think about how much you're not hearing directly from the Trump transition team, Brett Baier said it. He goes, I think it's really smart. And I've said the same thing. Don't spend any, you don't have to sell us on anything. You don't have to tell the American people, you don't have to give us a minute by minute update of what you're doing to make America great again. You've been campaigning for, what, 2 years? Telling us what you're going to do? You got it. We handed you the keys to the country. Get it done so that on day one, we sit back in our chair. I mean, if you're on our side of the aisle, it's going to be a Lane happy dance. And I'm not even a Seinfeld fan, but I know the gif. The amount of effect that Donald Trump with his pen can have, but also a rock solid Republican Senate, and you better be, man, there's going to be hell to pay for Republican senators who decide to have their moment in the spotlight and be an obstructionist from the jump. The Republicans should be able to get so much work done immediately. And then every day that passes from Inauguration Day, it's going to get a little bit harder and a little bit harder and a little bit harder to get things done, because people are going to start wanting to make names for themselves. You're going to have 220 Republicans in the House. I wouldn't be surprised to see if Elise Stefanik pulls her name out of UN ambassador to stay in the House.
I'd be okay with that.
Mm-hmm. There are other people who can do it. Run, do 2 more years in the House. and set it up so that we can hopefully get a bigger majority, which is not likely to happen in the midterm. But don't risk anything. Keep Elise Stefanik in the House. Pull her ambassadorship. You've got 4 years in there. Give her something else later if you feel like she deserves the opportunity to step outside of the House and represent somewhere else. But keep the status quo. 220, you've got no defections. Someone's sick and puking, they got to come in and vote. You're talking about people who are going to inevitably miss funerals, weddings, because they are not going to be able to leave Washington, D.C., because they will not be able to miss votes. I feel like immediately on January 20th, I'm not going to sleep for a week. I'm not going to want to miss a single headline.
It's not going to stop, though. It's not just going to be day one. It is going to be thing after thing after thing. And I'll tell you what, we haven't talked about this yet either. Those confirmation hearings, normally Senate confirmation hearings of the cabinet are like yawn. But these are going to be not just explosive because we know the names. They'll be explosive because this will be the opportunity for the Republicans to grill these people about the way that they will blow up the crap. We're going to actually get to see their plan for what they're going to do to these organizations that have become bloated, nonsense, garbage organizations. That's going to be fantastic. We have not had that before.
Chris said, I was listening to the radio and had to jump on here about DeSantis on YouTube. He said he is not going to be the Secretary of Defense. And then he said fake news and rumors. It's not a rumor. There are actual verified reports that Donald Trump had a conversation with Ron DeSantis at Mar-a-Lago very, very recently about the possibility of doing it. And in after that, Ron DeSantis has said, keep fighting Pete Hegseth. Keep going. He has supported Pete Hegseth in that. And Donald Trump has reiterated his support for Pete Hegseth. The Ron DeSantis thing, I think, is a plan B. I'm not 100% sure why it became public knowledge, but it isn't a rumor that the discussion has been had. But I still think it's more than likely that Pete Hegseth, I think the groundswell of support for a guy like Pete Hegseth will continue in the face of the bull crap stories. They're doing the same thing to Pete Hegseth that they did to Donald Trump. And Americans are just tired of it. We don't have the tolerance for this type of crap anymore. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, I'm excited to have Mark Sutherland in studio with us. He's a co-owner and CEO of Stone Ledge Spirits Company. And they have a very exciting announcement. We're trying to feature some small businesses here in the month of December that are doing cool things for the community or cool opportunities for people in the community. If you've got one of those and you'd like to connect with us, you can go to the AndyFryShow.com website and contact us and tell us about what you're doing or offering. And we'll get to Mark Sutherland when we come back to talk about his very exciting announcement. You can check out StoneLedgeDistillery.com during the break. Mark in studio when we come back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I love the holiday music. It's one of my favorite holiday songs. You don't have to suffer the people through it. That's almost like one of the songs that we've played just for me, I think. Do you love the Justin Bieber drummer boy?
I was going to say, who is that?
It's Justin Bieber and Busta Rhymes.
Oh, yeah, I do know that song.
We'll get to it later.
No, we will not.
Yeah, we will. We'll work it into the Zumba fundraiser. Anywho, let's get to the business of the day. I wanted to bring people on and bring people in locally who are doing really cool things for the holiday season, and also unique gifts, especially ones that are kind of coming here from the St. Louis area. And my friend Mark Sutherland is back in studio with us to talk about the Stone Ledge Distillery Tasting Room. Mark, welcome back to the show. It's always great to have you here.
Thanks for having me back. It's always a pleasure.
Of course. The Tasting Room is now open here in Defiance, Missouri. And this is a really, really awesome opportunity for people who are getting together with maybe some college friends or high school friends for the holidays. Maybe you want to do an adult family outing with the kids when they're, you know, back for the holiday season. Tell me about this tasting room experience that people
can
take.
Yeah, so we've had our spirits, Sturlock Whiskey and Inversion Vodka, out on the market for a couple of years, available at retail stores all over Missouri. But we've had this vision, this dream of having a place where we could host our friends. And so we had the opportunity, and we've been working this for the last few months, to take over the old biker bar in Defiance, Missouri, and refurbish it and turn it into our tasting room, where we can highlight some incredible Missouri spirits through some great cocktails, martinis, add to that a cigar lounge, and it's just a fun experience to come in and really enjoy the holiday season, because we have some seasonal drinks as well that we're offering.
It sounds so fun. And I think that a lot of times during the holiday season, a lot of folks, depending on their community that they're in, you kind of get in the drudge of doing the same old things. And it's like, we should go do something. What's something different that we can do? This seems like exactly the different thing that people might be looking for.
Yeah, so you can come in, and you don't even just have to come visit our tasting room. So just in Defiance, you've got Sugar Creek Winery, you've got Distillery of Defiance, you've got Winty's Roadhouse, you've got the Watering Hole, Circle 6 Watering Hole, you've got the Billy Bush Distillery, you've got Chandler Hill Winery, you've got Defiance Ridge Winery, you've got Good News Brewing. So you've got this entire experience within probably about a square mile or two, where you can come and enjoy for a full day everything that Defiance has to offer. And then even this Saturday, we're throwing in a big Christmas parade as well.
And I've heard the parades are not to be missed.
The parades in Defiance are quite the parade. They're a lot of fun. Everybody has a really good time, and they go on all day before the parade and after the parade.
It's like you tailgate a parade. Why are you smiling like that?
Because, Mark, I live in Collinsville, Illinois, okay? I have a very good friend who I grew up with in Collinsville who now lives, I barely ever see him, because he now lives in Collinsville, Illinois. Very good friend, lives like a few blocks from me, but we're just so busy. Mm-hmm. But the last time I really got to hang out with him, it was an environment exactly like you're talking about. And it was almost 12 months ago. But whenever we make time to actually go do that, and a lot of times it's right around the holidays, just like this,
right,
where it's like, oh, we haven't seen each other in X amount of months. Let's go to a place exactly like you're talking about and just sit.
Exactly.
And just talk.
Exactly.
And have a drink. It's one of the best experiences that with my friends I ever do.
That's one of the things I love. I mean, I got into this industry a few years back, but the one thing I love the most about especially whiskey and cigars is it forces you to take time.
Mm. Yeah.
And sit down with friends, sit down with family, and just spend 30, 45, an hour, 2 hours, and just talk.
Yeah.
And enjoy and reflect. And it's great spirits. It tastes really good. But that's the added benefit. I love that about the industry I'm involved in.
I want you to visit StoneLedgeDistillery.com. That's StoneLedgeDistillery.com to learn more about StoneLedge Spirits Company, the distillery, the tasting room. All of that information is right there at StoneLedgeDistillery.com. Mark, when you're talking about this experience and you're talking about cigars and just fine spirits and cocktails and different things, martinis that you can taste, like, do you have to be a connoisseur to go do this and enjoy it?
Oh, no. Just enjoy it.
So Ryan
yeah, I mean, that's our job.
Well,
our job is to present really good spirits in various fashions. We have a white winter Cosmo using white cranberry. Mm. We have some really good Mofashions or Mohattans. Various espresso martinis has been incredibly popular since we opened a week ago. So we've got a variety of drinks. We also do serve local beer as well and local wine. So if you're not, you know, if you want to go with the group and you're not quite into the spirits, there's other stuff for you to enjoy as well. But our job is to present to you with some really good drinks and for you to have just a good time relaxing.
As far as I understand it, Mark, when you hold a glass with your fingers, you're not an expert. But if you hold a glass with your palm,
what?
You are a connoisseur.
Or pretentious, one of the two.
Or pretentious. I actually could live with pretentious, as long as it's not novice.
That would be flattering.
Yeah.
Like, you think that I'm capable of being pretentious? Mark, talk to us about some of the different spirits that you have, the inversion vodka, the whiskey. And you said, you know, you don't have to go all the way to Defiance to consume these very high-quality spirits.
Yeah, so Total Wine, Schnucks, Wine and Cheese, Grillo's. There's actually a map, Dogwood, Friar Tuck. A lot of these stores around St. Louis carry our products. So Sturlock Whiskey, we have two of those. So Sturlock, our flagship is a four-year-old whiskey. It's a 55% sweet corn, 40% honey wheat, 5% malted barley. So it's a bourbon mash, aged at least 4 years in Missouri white oak, using all natural limestone filtered water from the Ozark Highlands. Mm. We have our single barrel, which is at least 8 years old. That's barrel proof, slightly different mash bill, 90% honey wheat, It's an heirloom seed varietal, so that lot of honey comes out as it ages. And then our vodka is incredibly smooth. It undergoes a very extensive, extra-long fermentation process, which removes most of the ethanol smell and most of the burn. So it's an incredibly exquisite, delicious, and dangerous vodka.
Yeah, the easier it goes down. Ryan just breezes by and looks at these drinks, and he's feeling better already.
Oh, here's the deal, Mark. If I have a drink, I'm not kidding. If I have a drink, even if it's just like a half a beer, I'm just hugging people.
Yeah. Two drinks and he's asleep.
Yeah, that's a fact. But I wake up within like 15 minutes and I'm ready to go.
Well, good.
So right. It's pretty cool. But listen to you just talk about the different varieties of spirits. Do you have a background in this? I mean, how do you get into this?
I was an avid consumer.
Okay.
And advocate. And then a few years back, there's a gentleman that we contract with to make all our spirits by the name of Demetrius Kane. He is a legend in the Missouri region and growing nationally. He makes all our spirits for us. So I was sitting drinking with him and came up with this crazy idea that myself and a few other guys could launch a distillery and leverage his skill sets and his experience. He's a ninth generation distiller.
Wow. Okay.
And in the morning...
From Missouri. No kidding.
And in the morning, it still sounded like a good idea. So at that point, we processed, and then a couple of years ago, we brought out the first whiskey, and now we've got two whiskeys and a vodka, and we're growing the company. We're in Florida. We're in the United Kingdom. We've got a few more states coming up.
That's great.
And it's going phenomenally well.
That's awesome. We're speaking with Mark Sutherland here. He is the co-owner and CEO of Stone Ledge Spirits Company. You can go to StoneLedgeDistillery.com. Let's just talk a little bit before we let you go again about the tasting room. On the website at StoneLedgeDistillery.com, it shows that you're open Thursday through Sunday. The hours are pretty broad, so people can go in the evening and enjoy a good time. What kind of prep do people need to do? Do they like reservations? Just show up? How's it work?
Just show up, and we've got the non-smoking area where the tasting room is, and then the cigar lounge is a separate area. So if you're not into the smoking, it's not smoking. So you can pick and choose. But no, just come on by. We do also, if you've got a big group and you want to do like a corporate outing, you just give us a call, drop us a note. We'll open up outside of those hours, and we'll have a good time together.
You know, I have to say personally that being near cigarette smoking versus being near cigar smoking, I'm kind of interested in. I like the smell of a good cigar.
I was just on a beach Sunday because we were in Florida, and there was one guy with a cigar, and everybody just kind of crowded around.
it's a pleasant
smell.
It was
great.
There's a refinement around the just being around all of these types of things. It just seems classy. And we don't really spend a lot of time culturally. What we're talking about going to do is like a tale as old as time.
Oh, yeah.
This has been performed and practiced over the course of millennia. But to be able to go do it and to be able to do it right here in Missouri with a very Missouri-centric focus, I think it's a really, really neat experience. And I hope people go check it out.
We look forward to hosting everyone.
Awesome. Well, it's StoneLedgeDistillery.com. StoneLedgeDistillery.com. Mark, it's always a pleasure to have you in. We appreciate the opportunity to speak with you about this and encourage people to check it out. Let us know if you get any of those Annie Fry Show listeners. Make sure if you go and say hello, you tell them you heard about it here.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, Mark. We appreciate you. StoneLedgeDistillery.com. If you're interested, if you have any other questions, you can follow them at Stone_Ledge on X. Go check them out and see if it's for you and let us know about your experience. Can't wait to hear about it. Let's take a quick break. How about a Wiggins America officially when we come back?
Hey, let's talk about Zumba.
I can do it. I can make it happen. Stick around. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Wiggins. Oh, Wiggins. These are American Christmas traditions. I was going to say Christian.
Nice.
Christmas
One
traditions.
One job, Wiggins.
That are disappearing, and it's sad, and I wanted to dwell on it.
Do you have 10 minutes of content here?
Oh, absolutely. There's a ton of these, actually. The headline is, Sorry, Boomers, These Holiday Traditions Are Disappearing.
BuzzFeed?
No.
Yahoo.
This is, you don't even want to know. It's like...
What was it? CareerAddict.com?
CareerAddict. I'll get back to CareerAddict later.
I'm sure you will.
Don't worry. There's a wealth of content
it's
there.
It's December. Every show from here on out is a step down. But don't act like you're not doing that at your job.
Everybody's doing that.
Whatever you're doing right now, you're not thinking about work. You don't like work. You're working because you need to afford all the crap you need to buy right now.
Exactly. The only people working really hard, like harder than ever, is the Trump administration.
The difference is that you're actively admitting that you're doing that while your bosses are listening.
Yeah, but it's
they're not
fun,
listening.
You know, I can always go to them later and say, like, listening. Look, you guys, that was all an act.
They're taking
but it's
content.
Really not.
this is what we do on the air. You know, it's fun. Everybody has a good time.
In radio, all you have to do is say, did you listen to the end? And
that's
if they
right.
say yes, you're like, see?
Nobody. There's nobody above us listening to this at all.
Nobody listening.
Which is great because we can talk about stuff that's just super sad. Everybody tunes out. this is things that are disappearing that I kind of wanted to see. Is there anybody in the room still doing any of these things, or did you used to and you don't anymore? The first one is Christmas caroling. Have you ever participated in this in your life?
Absolutely.
Did you go door to door?
I have gone door to door one time before, but we used to always go to nursing homes.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, Lutheran schools, folks. I don't know how many of them still do that. Well, actually, I know for sure that my kids have done that. But we would go to assisted living facilities and nursing homes, and you just kind of go in the cafeteria and you sing songs.
I think we did this once as a church group when I was in high school, and we just walked down one street. And I was thinking, well, we did cheer those people up, but man, that wasn't very much.
What do you want from carolers?
One song. I would love for somebody to come to our house and sing a Christmas carol. And move. That's amazing.
What would you do after? Would you give them something?
I'd probably clap and, you know, shower them with affection.
Zumba the whole time they're singing to
give them some
Hark the Herald.
I don't really know what Zumbaing is, so I can't tell you whether I would do it to a Christmas carol.
Well, I'll let you know if you start.
That guy just can't stop. Is he Zumbaing? He doesn't even know. Have you ever done this?
Yes.
Ethan?
Yeah.
You've caroled?
Both house to house and in nursing mm-hmm. homes, yes.
Ethan,
really?
Can you sing? That's a yes or no question. You know
yes.
that you can. Yes, you can. Brad, can you sing?
No.
Ryan, can you sing?
Yes.
We should carol.
Hark the Herald Angels sing right now. Go.
No.
You said you could.
Yeah, I can, but this is not the place for that.
This is the place for that.
Mm-hmm. Talent scouts listening.
Do it like
Nobody
Carrie Underwood,
Nobody in management
Ryan.
Listening. Tons of talent scouts
yeah.
listening.
What are the odds?
Carrie Underwood. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, we need Do you hear what I hear? Do you see what I see? What's the name of the song?
I think it's Do You See What I See.
We need a Carrie Underwood in a Wiggins America at some point.
Pretty sure
that.
They say okay. both of those things.
I know,
song,
but I don't
so.
Know what
but
the title is.
Oh, the
yeah.
title.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I'm the Christmas queen. I know everything.
I know what Zumba is.
Who said that? I literally was asking the question because I didn't know what it was.
Staying up all night queen. Assembling toys.
Yes.
That you've done that?
Yes.
I think I have when the kids were littler.
Hence the reason I told you guys yesterday that over the Thanksgiving week off that I had, I got probably 90% of my Christmas shopping done and about 75% of the wrapping done because those types of things creep up at the last minute and you gotta do it.
Mm-hmm.
It is 10 times more magical to wake up to something that functions than like, you open it up, it's got a million pieces, and then you're like, I don't want to put that together now. It's the meanest thing you can say to a kid on Christmas.
Mm-hmm. How many times, just poll in the room, has anybody ever said, hey, we need to get some wrapping done, and you just start spitting some fire because you think it's super funny?
I literally made that joke.
Yeah.
When we were wrapping gifts over Thanksgiving, we have been watching Stranger Things with the older two kids, to which I texted Ethan and said that he looks like the 2024 version of Steve.
2020 version.
20s. Well, I don't.
I could see that.
He Ethan was like, I think his hair is a little poofier. I'm like, he's from the 80s. Like,
yeah.
That was,
yeah.
I'm telling you that you look like the hip, cool version of Steve. It's a compliment.
Hey, so
like,
I what take the, that as a compliment.
Yes.
The actual actor who is alive now would look like you, is what she's saying.
I guess so.
Yeah, I should call him and tell him that.
Yeah.
But we put a table in the family room. Stranger Things is on. My older two kids are watching it. I'm like, we could put this in here and we can rap. And then I started.
What'd you like, rap? This is important.
I just did like a beatbox.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
And
total
cats
mom
and
thing.
And cats
the kids
and cats
were
and cats.
Not impressed.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to be.
No, they weren't.
Remember what I said when
husband wasn't as impressed as he should have been. You should have been grateful for that.
Remember what I
thought it was funny. It was.
When your boy came in here, I said, mm-hmm. It's never funny when your mom does it. It'll never be funny to you when your mom does it, but it'll be funny to other people. Like, other people think uh-huh. she's cool. You never will, and that's okay.
Yeah. That's true. My poor children. most kids don't have to deal with.
Man, with Ethan me. Was like giving this. Your son pretty good advice.
Oh, totally.
Ethan, the
Charlie
sage.
Had to be like, thanks, Grandpa.
If Charlie can come in and hang out with Ethan again, it would make his day. He very much so enjoyed it, and
my
he
grandpa.
Actually is the one who. Yeah, you're the old fart.
You're the old man in the room.
Because I gave him sound advice.
Uh-huh.
No, he's like the cool knees. Uncle.
Just like,
the cool older brother, uncle,
yeah,
cousin
a
man.
Energy right there.
Yeah, go on.
I disagree.
Caroling.
Rapping. Oh, have I ever told this story before? My dad, when he was young, when I was young, he was younger also.
No, we've never heard that before. This is brand new information. Thank
you. He stayed up all night putting together a big swing set in our garage so that when
and
I was
he couldn't
five,
get it out?
And he couldn't get it out. And he had to take the whole thing apart.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
It's awful.
It's pretty funny. I forgot about it until 2 years ago. He reminded me. He's like, you don't remember that? I'm like, no, I was five. It was lost on me, the work that you did. How about using fine china? This is just in general, but especially Christmas. It's a time when you used to do it.
I don't use fine china. I do host most of the holiday family get-togethers. And I just read an article that said, stop keeping the fine china put away. Use it. There's no mm-hmm. reason to have it if you're not going to use it. And I have my grandma's china somewhere, my paternal grandma's china. And I was thinking about getting it out and maybe using it.
We use it for Christmas, my house. I think I'm 3 for 3 on these so far.
Is it Christmassy china or is it just nice?
It's probably half of it's Christmassy china, like the plates, but then like the glasses mm-hmm. that they use and stuff are probably could be used anytime.
I have like, when I put stuff out on the table, I'm like, this is my grandma's bowl. This is my other grandma's gravy boat. This is grandma's bread basket. Like it's most of the stuff on the table is the stuff that they used to use. And that means something to me.
Grandma's bread basket sounds like a sports term.
Sounds like some dumb thing that Manfred would come up with.
What a play there on the
with.
Grandma's bread basket.
Yeah, it's game seven of the World Series. Basket. The bottom of the ninth. Tied 2-2. It's time for
that pitch was
Grandma's
right down,
bread
Grandma.
Basket.
That's it right there. That pitch was right down Grandma's bread basket. Can you believe he didn't swing at that?
Unbelievable.
I like that we display our china too, like in a cabinet.
You know,
people are like,
look at
that
plate.
I've never seen plates before.
When we moved into our new house, I was like, we're not buying furniture to show things.
I only put my precious memories, function. Figures, and our china in there. How about drunken office parties? This apparently is a thing of the past. And I don't love drunken office parties, but I hate that the reason we don't do them anymore is pretty much because of corporate. You
oh,
know?
No, I think it's social media.
Liability. Well, that kind of stuff. I mean,
I have been to some.
But that's how recent.
I have certainly been to some, and anybody who's listening who's attended those with me, I was always the driver. There are people listening right now who could come into this room right now.
We invite them to.
Yeah, come on in.
But nobody come above us is listening, so yeah. It doesn't matter.
I was always driving people home late at night.
Yeah. I was a driver a lot too. Yeah.
Same.
Ethan?
No, he was the drinker. He's like, I don't remember any of these.
Are you sure there's a certain Christmas party tonight going on or something?
Yeah. There is a Christmas party tonight. Are you guys going? All right, see you there. Looking forward to it. I'm going to be there right at 4. Real Christmas trees.
Yes. I have one in my room right
do
now.
Do you? Do you?
We also do one.
Yes. Yeah,
Brad, what did you just say?
I am a fan of those.
So everybody but me.
I am a... That sounded like AI. Yeah, I am a
that,
fan
that sounds
of
like
those.
You like them, but you don't have one?
Yes.
That's, see, you got to interpret
you gotta
that.
You drill down a little
yeah.
bit.
Is there something you and your wife fight over?
No. It's just,
it sounded
did you
like
not
it was.
Put up a fight?
Radio.
I mean,
no,
I think what
it's,
this means
it's just,
it wasn't
it's really hard to find one that'll last long enough, and my wife kind of got a little spoiled on that, so we're just going to do a fake one this year, but we really would like to do a real one.
I was shopping online on Black Friday for them, and Lowe's had them 25% off through Sunday, I think it was, and there was one tree that was not completely covered by snow, and it was a perfect tree.
Oh, man.
And we bought it.
Did a light shine on it from heaven?
Literally. Really? From God.
Literally?
Hang one
literally.
Ornament over it.
That's pretty awesome.
Don't
get rid of that tree.
We're walking around and everything was covered in snow. I was fine with it because that's what you're going to get. If you're going to buy a live tree when it's snowed, and I try to shop local when I do that, but it was I think it was a $70 savings to buy that tree at Lowe's this year.
It's almost like the tree itself is printing money.
The discount tree from God.
Yeah. So we bought a Donald Duck from Lowe's that was $70 that will be in our yard tonight.
Well, that's a great ending to a great segment. Thank you everybody for participating.
Are you going
to
tell us one more minute?
Yeah, one more minute.
Oh, one more minute.
Go on.
All right.
Tell us more things that Ethan still does. Go for it.
Hand-strung popcorn garland.
Can we start calling him Father Christmas?
No, I do not do that.
He's like, draw the line there.
Absolutely not.
Has anybody in here ever done that?
I probably did it in grade school growing up.
Popcorn?
I feel like that's probably something we did in grade school.
And cranberries. Why? I'm going to do that this year. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Never heard of that one.
Dried cranberries. It's very pretty. White and red.
Oh, yeah, that would work.
All right.
Ryan, go.
Still got 35 seconds here.
I was looking for another really good one. This is a really good one. Big bulbs.
Excuse me?
I've got big bulbs. You've got big bulbs. But we've got the biggest bulbs. Remember how you used to have big...
The large light bulbs.
Yes, exactly. AC/DC wrote that song.
My lights are still the large ones.
What are we talking about?
You've still got
Christmas lights.
You've got big ones.
Christmas lights.
Ethan, bring
Ethan's
it back.
Ethan's got little ones.
Get the minds out of the gutters.
This is the Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey!